FM 90.3 WJTL Matthew West, Don't Stop Praying. Good morning to you. It's 8:03.
You get to find out what's new in Christian music, receive encouragement for your day, and hear about ways to get involved in your community, all by staying connected through the WJTL app, your smart devices, and our recently updated website. It's all about Christ community music.
This is one of those rare moments when Kaylin and Liam and I are all here at the same time. Good morning, Kaylin.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. And we're here together on this rare occasion because our very special guest, Alyssa Lee, is here from Victory Church. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning.
And Kaylin's part of your worship team, so she thought she'd come in a little early today and be part of you telling us your great news. But before we do that, anybody you want to say hi to?
Yes. First of all, my family, my wonderful husband, Michael, and our kids, Harper and Ben, and then the rest of my family, my parents, siblings, church family, friends. So excited.
And your mom's already been telling everyone that you're on the radio. Yes. Which is great. And when we say everyone, she literally is telling everyone.
Yeah, she made a big old announcement on social media, which is pretty cool.
Good for her. So you're at Victory Church. How long have you been there? Tell us what your role is there.
Oh, goodness. I have been on staff at Victory for 9 years, and I am the worship and production pastor. So I oversee all of worship and all of production at Victory Church.
And I'm assuming that you have something to do with Victory Church being on WJTL as well.
Yes, I do. My parents, I get the privilege of, my parents are Kurt and Pam Seberg, lead pastors of Victory Church. Just being able to work alongside of them in ministry is pretty
cool.
It's pretty cool. Able to do that, yeah.
And I love that. And we love that you're part of the WJTL family on Sunday morning, too. You guys have a very exciting release that is coming out. Tell us all about it.
Yeah. Oh, man. So for the past 25 years, it has been a desire of our lead pastor to have original music that our worship team would produce. And we have finally done it. We just came off of a live recording with 4 original songs, and we are releasing the EP this Sunday.
Wow. How exciting.
We can't believe it. It's so exciting. What a journey.
Now, did you record it at church or did you record
we
in a studio?
We recorded it in a studio with Nathan Horst out in Harrisburg.
Yeah. All sons
awesome.
And daughters.
Yes.
Yeah. Very, very, very talented guy.
Incredibly talented.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your experience recording.
Yeah. Oh, man. Nathan was someone that we have had connections with for a long time through different relationships, and getting to go out there and connect with him, not really knowing fully all the time what we wanted the sound to be like, but just being able to share the heart with it and what he would be able to produce with us was like, I felt like he was in my brain sometimes.
Which is cool.
It's so cool. He's so gifted, talented.
So talented, yeah. So tell me a little bit about your team, the songwriters, the players, the singers. Tell me about what's happening at Victory Church as worship goes.
Any project, something like this, anyone that has done any part of it would know that it takes a lot of people.
Oh,
and I am going to try really hard to not forget any particular person that's on the team in any part of it. But the songwriters, myself, Pastor Brett Rush, Adam Zembauer, Hunter Wood was a part of it, all the guys that were on the recording itself, and then Brooke Ribbons, Andrew Lehman, Jordan Rush, Jonathan Rush, Skylar Wood, Lindsay Garcia. I think that's it. If I'm forgetting somebody, it's not because I meant to. It's a lot of people.
Well, it's a lot of people involved. How long was the process of recording?
So about a year, I want to say, a little less than that.
Yeah.
Getting to figure out what songs we wanted to put on it, finishing the writing, and then we met with Nathan back in November. So really the actual process of recording since November, we've been doing it.
So every Sunday, every week, you guys are putting together a worship team. You're putting together songs that fit with whatever the message is you're doing. How is this different than what you guys are doing every week when you're trying to put together an EP of original music?
Yeah, we're asking the question of what does our church need to hear? We love the local church. We are all about the local church, and whatever we sing on the platform, we want to make sure that it's biblically and theologically accurate and that it's relating to our people. And so the 4 songs that are on there, 2 of them are from Pastor Brett Rush originally, and then we rewrote them, and just to be able to hear a little bit about the story behind that and where those came from is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But then the other 2 that we had done, we had recorded Just Need You back right before COVID in 2020 and had no idea where that was going to lead.
Right.
But it became an anthem. with our church. And then the EP title, Have It All, that was something that I personally wrote about 4 years ago that was just meant to be a prayer between me and the Lord, not meant to go anywhere else. It was not meant for ears to be heard because it came from a very, very dark spot in my relationship with the Lord at the time, and ended up sharing it with the team about a year ago. And wrestled with the Lord in it, and just to see then of what surrender looks like and being able to release that to the Lord. And now it's an anthem that our church, and when we did it back in May at our live recording, we were already having people come up to us and talk about the testimonies about how those four songs, specifically Have It All, were already helping to write their stories again of what God was doing in their hearts. And so it's just really, really cool.
So what is your hope in releasing it to the rest of the world beyond Victory Church?
Yeah. Wow. First of all, that's pretty amazing. But just that people would see Jesus in all of it, that they would see Jesus in what they are believing with the things of the world, but that they see Jesus in it, and that through that they would surrender their hearts and their lives back to him, because there's no other hope than the hope of the world, but just Jesus Christ. And so that's what we want people to really resonate with when they hear it.
Mm-hmm. And Kaylin is somebody who's part of the worship team, very involved at Victory Church. Mm-hmm. How does it feel for you to know that your team, your friends, the people that you serve with have put out some songs for the world?
I mean, it's pretty exciting. These people work really, really hard. And one of our core, you know, things that we strive for is excellence at Victory. And that's the goal with this EP, is that it's not just a thing that they threw together just because it's fun or because they want their name to be, you know, highlighted, but it's excellence to reflect back on the Lord and how good he is, and to just honor and glorify him. So I feel just super proud that, like, we can all put our name. It's Victory Church Worship.
Right.
I'm a part of that too.
Sure.
Like, you know, I might not have been in the recording studio, but like, those are our songs from our house. So
it has
really
meaning to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. So we're going to play a couple of songs. The one we're going to play coming up in just a couple of minutes, He's Alive. Tell us about that song.
Yeah, so He's Alive was originally written by Pastor Brett. I'm not going to say how long ago because he'll be mad at me. but it was originally written by Pastor Brett, and he wanted it to be a song that we were singing at Easter time, and that's kind of what it became. But then why would you just celebrate that he's alive on Easter? Why not just make it a song that you just sing all the time? So when we took it in,
every song is an Easter song,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah. And so then when we took it in, we ended up adding a bridge to it, and it's just become this anthem, and so we love it.
And we're going to debut it next, and we're pretty excited. You're going to get to hear it right here on WJTL, so stick around.